And now for some letters to the Evening News. Glyn Linder of Shirley Close in Frettenham was not impressed by the children's climate change strike. Glyn wrote, "The sight of thousands of children walking the streets with climate change placards during school term time smacks of utter hypocrisy when they should have been attending school to improve their numeracy and literacy skills. It also begs the question of why this demonstration was not carried out during school holidays. Maybe the fact that many of them were jetting off to sunnier climes with their families had something to do with it."
Raymond Edwards from Moles Lane in Brampton wrote in after reading an article by David Clayton. David Clayton wrote recently in the Evening News that it isn't always easy to remember people's names. Well, there is an easy way of getting over this, and a schoolmaster told me this many years ago. Because he taught so many children for so many years, they would come up to him and greet him. He also knew almost everybody, as he was a member of nearly all the local clubs. The trick is this. If someone approached and said, "Hello, Mr. Murr," he would reply by saying, "Oh, I'm very sorry, but I can't recall your name at this moment." To which the person would reply, "Oh, it's John," or some other first name. My friend would then say, "I knew it was John," or whatever he said, "but I had forgotten your surname." If the person said their surname first, he would ask for their first name. It's as simple as that.
Chris Rodden of Norwich wrote to the Evening News about buskers. "As a store manager in the heart of Norwich city centre, I, amongst many others, am prey to the vagaries of the buskers who perform at the top of Swan Lane on London Street. In the last few years, the level of amplification has risen to the level of a small-scale festival. Why buskers feel the need to use amplifiers at all is beyond me, but the gradual acceptance of this practice means it now seems to be the norm. The result, for the entirety of the past couple of days, has been some guy bellowing along sub-X Factor style to a loud pre-recorded backing track. Thus, busking is reduced to the level of Friday night karaoke. This is fine in the confines of a Friday night karaoke, but why should shoppers and businesses be subject to it all day? The council merely state that it is fine so long as it's within a certain, way too wide in my opinion, decibel range. Notwithstanding the volume issue, is any consideration by the council or whoever else may play a part in that in this given to the basic quality of what is performed? The puppet man may not have the stage presence of James Brown, but at least he's entertaining in his own idiosyncratic way and doesn't blow out your eardrums."